So you may be wondering, why did we get all this legal information from Jeremiah this morning? Well, I want to give us some understanding of the context in which this particular purchase of the land is happening. You see, Jeremiah was a prophet during the time that Babylon was getting ready to conquer Judah. And he had prophesied to people much earlier that this was going to happen. This was in the time that the people were quite content. They didn't think anything was going to go wrong. Their lives were great. Everything was going fine. And Jeremiah is saying, no, doom and gloom is coming. Doom and gloom is coming. If you remember back in chapter 2 or 6, when Jeremiah is called, God tells him part of his calling will be to proclaim that doom and gloom and destruction is coming, that you will tear down, that God will tear down and God will build up. Well, up until now, all the people have been hearing in Judah and Jerusalem from Jeremiah is that God's going to tear down. So now we have Babylon besieging Jerusalem. They've come in. They're taking the city by storm. They're getting ready to take everybody off to Babylon. Everybody of position and power. And here comes Jeremiah, where God comes to Jeremiah, who's now in prison, and says, your cousin is going to offer you some land. Buy it. And sure enough, his cousin comes and offers him land. So why does Jeremiah share with us now all the next steps that happen? Because this is an act of hope. It is a sign act by God to the people through Jeremiah that I have a promise of hope that you are going to return to this land. So I want everyone to know, did you understand the full witness of this? Those of us who have done any legal documents, you know how we always have to have two witnesses. We have to have that clerk of court or whoever, the notary, to seal the document to make it legal. And then it's bound and sealed and kept in the county courthouse somewhere. That's what we understand how those things happen, for especially a deed to be recorded. Well, this is recording a deed of land in Judah. That he buys it. Then he asks this very special person. We're going to get back to this very special person. He asks Baruch to be the one that seals it all up, puts it in that earthen jar, and in witness, in front of the witnesses that witness the signing, that witness everything, he calls the people in, and they all witness that this land has been purchased by Jeremiah, and that the deed is now secure in an earthen jar in the land. And then they go off into Babylon. Now, it's going to be a long time of exile in Babylon, because in chapter 29, Jeremiah says to us, well, God says to us through Jeremiah, that when you get to that land of exile, to build houses, to plant fields, to marry the people in the land, to have children with the people in the land, and then Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that I have promised you a future with hope. That was the promise God made in 29, and in 32, he continues that promise by providing that land, that the deed is in the earth, is safe and secure for when they return from exile. At one point, Jeremiah also does this interesting thing that God tells him to go visit the potter's house. And the potter has that potter's wheel, and he's forming a jar on the pot. How many have ever turned a potter's wheel? How many have ever played with clay and tried to make a pot? Yeah, it's hard to make a pot and make it shaped, or make a bowl and make it shaped and looked right. So the image is that potter keeps taking the clay down and rebuilding it and taking it and rebuilding it. And God is telling us through that act, that sign act, that God will take his people and rebuild them after anything that brings them down. So we have this man who is the witness to the sign act of the jar of clay that goes in the ground. His name is Baruch. I want us to move forward from that image and that place in Jerusalem where people are about ready to be besieged to today. I want us to step forward into today, and we talk about ourselves as the witnesses to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we are the sign act of hope. And how do I come to that place? It's because in Corinthians, I believe it's Corinthians, you can check, what's it called? Fact check me later. You can fact check me later about which scripture it is, but there's a scripture, it might even be Romans, where we are considered the jar of clay. And what is housed in us, the jar of clay, is the Holy Spirit, the sense of Christ in us. So we are that earthen vessel that is holding the deed of the promise of the kingdom of God. And the sign act that we do showing hope in the future of God's kingdom is every time we baptize someone in this water, we baptize them into the body of Christ, and we say that the body of Christ has a future here in this world, that the kingdom of God has a future here in this world. So what are the acts of hope that we do? If we are like Baruch, if we are the witnesses to God's kingdom and promise and hope for the world, what are the acts and witness that we do in our community and in the world? So this is one that I want to talk to you about because it happened to us this Saturday. Many of you know that come January of 2022, we started our fourth Saturday free market. And January started with a snowstorm, but we were still there a week later. Then we started again in February, and I think two people showed up in February. But we continued to do this act of hope for the community in March. I think we had four people in March. And come April, at least five families that we see every month began to come. Families with children, families with economic issues, families with health issues. And we got to the place where, I don't know about the rest of you, but I began buying stuff or bringing stuff from home that I knew they wanted so that it would be there when they came. But the act of hope happened this month as a woman came and she got all excited because we had a gift from Richard's aunt of clothing, and there were a lot of warm coats. She had a bad back. She lost her job because she couldn't work because of her bad back, and she needed a warm coat. And she was so excited about that gift of a warm coat. And as she shared her story, I said, well, you know, we have a blessing box. We have a blessing box where if you need food for your family, you can get it. And she said, I have been blessed by that box over the course of time. I frequent it often. And this church here is one of those places where I have hope, where I am blessed, and you are a blessing to the community. So what is one of our sign acts that we do? We put food in a box because we know that someone might need it. We put paper products in a box because we know someone might. We put a can opener in a box because we know someone might need it. What's another act? We bring from our homes what we think we don't need anymore. And that gift of who we are, because it meant something to us when we bought it, that gift of who we are goes out onto the floor and into someone's home because they find out that they were important enough that we gave them something and we were there. There are so many acts these days that don't offer hope or promise. Coming to church every Sunday morning is a sign act of hope that God is going to fulfill God's promise that the kingdom of heaven will come on earth as it is in heaven. It's an act of hope, an act of faith. We know that God's church, Christ's church, is splitting all over the place in all different ways. But I'm going to talk to you about a particular sign act sitting right here. And this summer, there was another one sitting right here. Students who go into seminary, who are going to say, yes, I want to be stepping into full-time ministry in Christ's church. They are sign acts of hope that God and Christ's church will have a future. I'm the chair of our DCOM, which stands for District Committee on Ordained Ministry. And we see the young and old people going through saying, yes, I'm going to be part of Christ's church in the future. You know, Leo and I have a son going through that same process right now. And every state, every county, every place there is a United Methodist Church, there are people stepping up and saying, here I am, send me. But there's also people who are saying, ordained ministry isn't where I'm called, but I am called to send cards. A card in the mail is a sign act that you're important, that you are important to the community, important to the person you've sent the card to. And that person knows that they're important because they've received that card. Whatever God calls us to do as we follow Christ is an act of hope in the future of God's kingdom. It all started with these acts that happened way back in the Old Testament, when things like vessels made of clay were shown to people. When God said to Jeremiah to say to the people, build a home, plant, but remember I have a promise of a future of hope. And then the act of putting a deed of land in a jar of clay in the ground. A deed of land that was highly witnessed so everyone would know its legality. Because how many of you have purchased land and had that trouble when the deed wasn't quite what it needed to be? This is a verified deed plopped in the middle of the land for when they were to return. So no matter where life sends us, no matter which path we're on, no matter which disease comes our way, what deaths and destruction come our way, what job losses come our way, we can have hope in the future that God has for us, because God will keep God's promise of hope. So this week, what sign acts of hope will you be doing? Why is it a sign act? Someone asked at the 8:30 worship, what's a sign act? Well, when we make an action that points people to God, that points people to Christ, it is a sign act. The act is something we do, but the sign, it says, you know, it's kind of like our sign says Plank Chapel United Methodist Church. Our sign act says God loves you. So when we do this act, we say to them, God loves you. When we offer them food, we're saying, God loves you. When we send a card, we're saying, God loves you. When we baptize them in the water, in the font, we say, God loves you and calls you beloved. That is what a sign act is. It is an act that points people along the way. It is better than any GPS ever created. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.